family, what's going on? This your boy Rob Brandon, aka Rob the Realtor, also known as Mr. 45. I want to thank you for tuning in to the I Put the Real in Real Estate podcast. This is episode 6. We're gonna be talking about papers. That's right, we're gonna be talking about papers. So we got a population from the age range about 26 to 40. They're usually your first time home buyers. But these first-time home buyers are kind of going into this process with an entrepreneur spirit. In addition to owning their own home and living in their own home, they're thinking about renting out rooms in their own home as well, while they currently live there, to actually help them pay for their mortgage while they stay in their house and enjoy their house. It could be pretty tricky if you're going to do that. A couple areas that you may want to target if you're going to do that. One area that you probably would want to target would be being close to a hospital. Being close to a hospital affords you the ability to have a mass influx of potential medical students and interns that'll be working in that hospital, and it's going to have a decent income that will be able to rent out that particular room. And the best part about it is they're not going to be there a lot, because a lot of times when you're in medical school or you're an intern in the hospital, you're around the clock, and when you're not working in the hospital, a lot of times you're studying somewhere at the library or sleep. So that definitely could be a win-win for everyone. Another area that you may want to target if you're going to think about renting out a room in your home that you currently own and live in would be close to a college. It's a no-brainer. Definitely being close to a college, because that is one of the areas where you're going to have a big concentration of people that's going to need somewhere to stay. And a lot of times, if you do this, you probably want to target someone a little older, because we know those college students, 18, 19, they still doing keg stands. They're not really worried about being quiet and tidy and clean. We want to keep them in the dorms. But you probably want to target someone 21, 22, probably about to graduate, and just looking to get finished. Great idea if you want to go down that area as far as buying a home and renting out some rooms. But if you're going to do that, I strongly recommend you put these potential tenants on papers. That's right, papers. Robert, what are you talking about? Man, you better get them folks to sign a lease. You better get them to sign a lease. And then I left out the third scenario. You the one out of your crew that went to college. You made it. Got a good job. You working at IBM. Working at Wells Fargo. TIA, whoever the case may be. You done bought your crib. And some of your friends ain't really got to where you at right now. And you kind of want to pull them along. So they kind of kicked around the idea, hey, you got the 4-bedroom crib, I should stay with you, and I'll pay you rent. You like, cool, sounds good, I like it. And as a female, you kind of romanticize about the idea of Friday night, you kicking it with your bestie, y'all at home in your pajamas with the big bowl of cereal or ramen noodles, depending on what part of the country you in. Y'all having a good time, kikiing, watching Netflix, swiping left, swiping right on Tinder. You know, things you ladies do. And you want that. You want to hang with your girl. So you know what? Come on, sure, why not? Let's move in. That part of it is cool. But when it gets hairy is when y'all not together and you come home on Saturday evening from work or wherever you coming from, and your bestie is on the couch, booed up LMA style, with a new boyfriend. And you walk in, you kind of, hey, what's going on here? You kind of laugh it off. You go to your room, don't really pay it no attention. You may text your homegirl, hey, who's the hottie? You know, that language that y'all use. Next day you come home, he's there. Next day you come home, he's there. next day you come home, he's there. Now you starting to feel some type of way. Like, damn, when did he move in? I don't remember having a conversation with him. So now you kind of got to walk it back and have that conversation with your friend as far as expectations. Could have been avoided if you got your friend on papers at the beginning, prior to her moving in. Because it wasn't clear to her that you had an issue with overnight guests. That's something that should be spelled out in the lease. I know it sounds trivial, but some people don't want overnight guests in their house. Some people don't want males in their house when they're not there. What if you got your boyfriend spending the night and you have to run out for a minute and she's there alone with him? She may not feel comfortable with that. So those type of things have to be spelled out in the lease and those papers. So I definitely recommend you get those drawn up. I mean, even the minute details as far as who's going to park in the driveway and who's going to park on the street. I know it seems small, but you may have to be to work at 7 a.m. That person may have came in late that night and blocked you in. And you got to get up and you got to go to work. And when you walk out to your car, they got you blocked in and you got to go back in the house, back upstairs to wake them up. They ain't got no clothes on. They got to put clothes on, come downstairs and lock you out. I mean, let you out. You're going to be pissed. It all could have been avoided. So I definitely recommend you have those conversations so the friendship could last. These scenarios still extend on to the medical student that you have staying with you or the second year college student that you have staying with you as well. You want to eliminate these confusions. Not to mention, you want to make it an enjoyable process for the person that's actually renting your home as well. If they're in med school, more than likely, they're going to want to sleep. So, hey, are there quiet hours where you're not going to be making any noise? Or what do you need or whatever? To make sure you guys are on the same page, because you want to make it enjoyable for them as well. And then the big thing, you want to keep this room rented out as long as possible so that can continue to pay down your mortgage. So that's why the terms of the lease is important. The most important, that bag. How you go get your coin? Some people like to do things verbally. I don't recommend it. Because your tenant or your friend may tell you, yeah, I'll pay you $500 or $600 at the beginning of the month. And you like, cool, sounds good. First of the month, come, no payment. Second of the month, come, no payment. Third of the month, no payment. And you looking at your friend. They had the mall balling out of control. They bought the new J's. And they still owe you money. So you looking at them and you tight. But then they pay you on the 8th. Technically, the 8th is still the beginning of the month. That confusion could have been avoided if you had to put in the lease, I need to be paid on the 1st of the month. If you don't pay me on the 1st of the month and I don't get the money before the 5th, there's a late fee associated with it. And if I don't get the late fee by the 15th of the month, then I'm going to start the eviction process. I know it seems harsh. We're talking about a college student. We're talking about a medical student. We're talking about your best friend. But it's easy to get someone in your home. But it's hard as hell to get them out. Believe me. To all the people with teenagers or trifling boyfriends or girlfriends, they can relate. Avoid the confusion. Draw up the paperwork. I repeat, avoid the confusion and draw up the paperwork. Everyone would feel better at the end of that particular process. That's the whole purpose of the papers being around. So, if you haven't learned anything from this particular podcast, the paperwork is another form of communication. And that's one of the things that our country struggles with, communicating with others. That paper allows the communication to be done for you. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. It's your boy Rob the Realtor, also known as Mr. 485. I put the real in real estate podcast. You can follow me on Anchor. I'm also on Google Podcasts and other podcast platforms as well. Spotify also. I'm out. Chill.